Setting the bar time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
What's the most awkward place you've ever fallen asleep? Be thinking about that, because if you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on the job, especially when you're the captain of a cargo ship, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you should probably stay awake, you know, just in case. What happened?
So this out of Norway, Johan, asleep in his house.
Oh, dang it.
Neighbor calls him, says, hey, there's a cargo ship in your front yard.
Oh.
This from Sky News.
These are pictures worth seeing, Jackie. You haven't seen them yet.
I haven't seen them yet, no.
Take a look at this. It's a man in Norway who woke up to find a cargo ship in his backyard. That's quite close, isn't it? 135-meter long vessel. It ran aground off Bindset. I'm not sure if I've said that right. It ended up just a few meters from where Johan Helbert was sleeping.
Yeah. Dude slept through the entire thing. A ship literally ran aground right there next to his house. It was meters away from his house.
Okay, but this guy wasn't the one. Johan was asleep in his house as he should be, right?
Yes.
Johan wasn't driving the cargo ship, right?
No. The guy driving the cargo ship was asleep.
Oh, get out.
Yes.
Oh, we got a couple of sleeping beauties
yes.
in this one.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, we're not blaming Johan, though.
No, not blaming Johan. Johan is the...
He's the innocent bystander. He's perfectly fine to be sleeping in his house.
Absolutely. He was doing what anyone would do at night. He just is going to sleep. And meanwhile, the dude, the pilot of the cargo ship who is manning the ship maybe overnight, fell asleep, and then all of a sudden, crunch.
Oh, no. That is... Oh, we got a little off course, didn't we?
We sure did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, hey, look. It's important to get your rest, get your sleep, just...
Yes.
Not
if you happen
you're...
to be in charge of being the captain of a cargo ship, you don't crash into people's houses.
Just not when you're supposed to be captaining a ship.
That's a big oopsies.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, again... Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on the job, especially when you're the captain of a cargo ship running in a ground meters away from poor Johan's house, then you're doing okay.
That's going to be a report, isn't it? Maybe some meetings?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story. Be thinking about, let us know, what's the most awkward place you've ever fallen asleep? We'd love to hear some of your stories. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX.